Lori Lightfoot has been hired to investigate the worst mayor in America, Tiffany Henyard, at $400 per hour. Now, when I first saw this, I thought, there's no way. Somebody's screwing with me. This is an April 1st fool's joke, right? April Fools! You guys did send me a handful of those. Nope, this is not. This is legit. $400 an hour from Beetlejuice, checking out Tiffany Henyard. Oof. Yeah, let's get into it. Here we go.
Yeah, Ray and Micah, it is official. Lori Lightfoot begins her work here in Dalton tomorrow after the Board of Trustees voted to hire her as a special investigator into Mayor Tiffany Henyard.
Motion passed.
You can hear it there. Huge applause from the crowd when the four present trustees voted to appoint the former Chicago mayor and former federal prosecutor. Two trustees and Mayor Henyard did not attend tonight's meeting. Lightfoot will be paid $400 an hour with what the trustees call a check-in at $30,000. On the list of issues she will investigate, Henyard's trip to Las Vegas, including spending on that trip and reports of misconduct, hiring contractors without requests for proposal, paying vendors without approval, and paying the village prosecutor, Michael Delgado, more than $900,000 over the course of 2 years. Tonight, the board said he threatened a lawsuit if Lightfoot was hired as legislative counsel, so they changed her title to special investigator. It's important to note that neither this board nor Lightfoot can bring actions in criminal court. This is a fact-finding mission, but they say they'll turn over any relevant facts to the proper authorities.
The residents of Dalton deserve nothing less than a government that is fully accountable, responsive, transparent, and effective stewards of your precious tax dollars.
I'm sorry, but isn't that why Lori Lightfoot was not reelected? For those exact same reasons? But anyway, you know what? Let's not get bogged down in details, okay?
There was some skepticism from members of the public tonight who asked questions. They're wondering if Lightfoot can get information they haven't been able to get. They say they have been stonewalled. Lightfoot says if Henyard doesn't cooperate, she's willing and prepared to do what's necessary to get the facts, although she didn't say what that would be.
Maybe she has more authority to get what we're missing, to seal this deal and take our community back.
There were actually two meetings here tonight. The Lightfoot meeting was the second meeting. The first meeting was a continuation of last week's Board of Trustees meeting. And there, the trustees voted to override Henyard's veto of their resolution calling for a federal investigation into her. They say they believe she will veto the Lightfoot hire, too, but they're prepared to override that as well. We're live in Dalton tonight. Jenna Barnes, WGN News.
Oh, Chicago. Chicago just has so many storylines going on that you're like, what are we doing? What's going on here? How's this going? I mean, okay, so let's get back to, don't need these for a second. Let's get back to the story went is the city council, for lack of a better word. They went ahead and said, all right, we're going to need a federal investigation on just what's going on with our fearless mayor. She's pulling some shenanigans. She's got some crazy stuff going on. There was a fact-finding mission to Las Vegas. Now, with township money, that's just a terrible idea. Number one, that's just a terrible, awful idea. Somebody got sexually assaulted at that meeting, woke up, and they're like, oh, I am in this room, and why am I no clothes on? One of those deals, right? What happened last night? Okay. He either had a great night, or he had a terrible night, right? I mean, one of those two things. And it's being said that there's all these different things where the Tiffany Henyard is basically using, you know, township funds for whatever it is that she wants to spend them on, a whole bunch in security for a dude. Yeah. I mean, the stories just keep going on and on and on. So the township, Dalton, they said federal investigation, and Tiffany said veto, and then the township's going to override that. That's one of the stories they're talking about. They are thinking that Tiffany Henyard is going to veto hiring Beetlejuice as the investigator here. How we come up with Beetlejuice as the investigator? She is an attorney, but why aren't they turning this over to like the attorney general? I mean, if you really think it's that bad, you know, do you need an inside investigator, however that is? I don't know. The whole thing to me is just like, what? You're doing what? How is this going to go? Yeah, well, let's read about it, right? Let's get into it. Make sure you guys can read that. The Illinois village of Dalton has voted in favor of a resolution to hire ex-Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot to investigate its own leader, Tiffany Henyard, who is accused of misusing taxpayer funds and various other corrupt practices. She's holding people out of, public meetings. She's been accused of sending the police to basically shut down businesses that did not donate to her. Shenanigans galore. She dressed like a gangster, straight up. Dressed like a gangster, which isn't a crime, but it kind of takes you where we're going, which is there's just a lot of tomfoolery going on here. We've just got Lightfoot, who lost a re-election bid in a landslide last year. I mean, she wasn't even close, not even a distant third. She was so far back. It was just embarrassing. Sad that she was honored to be tasked with the investigation of Henyard, Dalton's self-proclaimed supermayor. She literally calls herself the supermayor. I am a supermayor. Do not question me. As someone who has made good governance the cornerstone of my career in public service, this is Lightfoot talking. All right, good governance. But then you were literally ousted from being mayor in a routing. I mean, it just wasn't even funny. It was so far beyond because the constituents of Chicago said, you're not good at this. You're not good at, you have run the city into the ground. But hey, anyway, let's hire her for $400 an hour. I could go wrong here. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. Lori Lightfoot goes on to say, I recognize that maintaining the trust of those you serve and making decisions in their best interests is essential. That's why you voted me out of office, but let's do this anyway. Plus, it's $400 an hour. Now, is $400 an hour, I know you guys are going to jump on that. Is $400 an hour ridiculous? Not for a good attorney, but are we saying she's going in as an attorney here, or is she going in more as a private investigator? It's hard to say. We don't really know what the results, you know, they're looking for. And I don't think they know what the results they're looking for. They are looking for some kind of confirmation from the outside, from a disinterested third party, that there are shenanigans going on in Dalton. And I don't think anybody can say, oh, no, that's just a political deal on the mayor. Nah, you got too many people questioning too many different things. Plus, Tiffany Henyard is just, she's gone down some roads where she's just done what she wanted to, and she just says stuff. You know, she tries to answer questions in a way that makes her seem not guilty, but it just makes her seem all the more guilty. You're like, all right, yep, she did it. She's guilty. All right, next. But she's got this position as super mayor where she's just calling the shots. As someone who has made good governance, okay, we talked about that, Lightfoot said in a statement Monday evening, there she is, Tiffany Henyard, in all of her glory as mayor of Dalton. I'm sure this is going to end up well. I mean, she does some rap songs sometimes, you know, in the council meeting. She'll have like a big boombox brought in and she'll do a little dance and, oh, we're getting down. But yeah, you know what we're not doing? We're not governing Dalton. Well, yeah, that's why they want to have an investigation with Lori Lightfoot. Yeah, she's free. She's free. Plus, she's former attorney. The residents of Dalton deserve nothing less than a government that is fully accountable, responsive, transparent, and effective stewards of taxpayers' dollars. Those were some of the issues that I think Lori Lightfoot had, and that's why she's no longer mayor of Chicago. Now we've got Let's Go Brandon Johnson. I mean, now we've got Let's Go Brandon. I mean, he provides a lot of content. Let's just say that. If you can't say something nice, don't say it at all. Well, yeah, not exactly. Lightfoot said that her experience leading Chicago would help provide findings and recommendations without bias. I don't know. I don't know. You bring somebody from the West Coast in, I'd be a little bit more comfortable there from the whole bias thing. Bring somebody in from your own backyard that knows all the stories, that hears all the stories, because it's their backyard. Yeah. Where is Dalton? Dalton is to the south, I think like half an hour south of downtown Chicago, something like that. It's a suburb type village, right? Dalton's village board voted to hire Lightfoot on Monday night in an unofficial meeting being held at an offsite park district facility rather than the Dalton Village Hall, because the mayor makes a mess of the meetings at the Dalton Village Hall. Lightfoot will be tasked with providing periodic updates to the board on the investigation into Henyard's alleged misconduct and lavish spending, providing a comprehensive report at its conclusion. Is a former mayor who's got a background in law, is that your best bet for another mayor position? I mean, I'm just asking for a friend. I don't know. That just the whole thing. When I saw this title, I thought, number one, well, that's just nonsense. It's April Fool's. But it's not. It's not. You guys sent me like three articles that were all April Fool's. All right, Sean, we want you to read this one. So here's the key, folks. If around April 1st, if you see an article that looks too good to be true, which is what I thought this one was, 400 and out, there's no, oh, she's an attorney. Yeah, okay. All right. This makes sense. But if you read through an article and at the bottom it says, Happy April Fool's Day, then you kind of know that it may not be, you know, exactly what it's purported to be. There were some funny stories that you guys sent me, and I'm not sure that you guys thought they were jokes or you thought they were, I think you guys thought they were real. Anywho, we're going to move past that. That's why I do the fact checking here, right? This one, this story that I'm live streaming right now, this could have gone into that. Are we just living in the upside down now? What? I'm sorry. Who picked her? Who picked Lori Lightfoot? Lori Lightfoot must have made herself available, or she must have contacts out there saying, hey, you know, I'm a hired gun. I'm ready to go. And I don't know anything about her investigative abilities, but the constituency that, you know, voted her in really voted her out in such a way that it makes you kind of wonder if Lori Lightfoot is the best person to you know, put in charge of this endeavor. Time will tell. We shall see. Is this an easy enough case where Beetlejuice can get it? Can she figure it out? Can she get some, you know, solid facts as to what's going on? The investigation stems from a series of events surrounding a tax-funded economic development trip to Las Vegas in May 2023. All right, let's talk about that for just a second. An economic development trip to Las Vegas. What do you think Dave Ramsey would say about that? What would Dave Ramsey say about that? You guys are going to go study economic development in Vegas? That seems rather unlikely. That seems unusual. You can't do that at home in your own library on the internet. Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to go and have some fun. What stays and what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Everybody knows that. That's why I think it's just a terrible idea to have any kind of company meeting or whatever in Vegas. People go there to just let loose and, you know, do things they wouldn't normally do, like cheating on their spouse. Yeah, right? Everybody knows it. There was allegedly a total failure to report anything relative to potential economic development or any other events that took place in Las Vegas to the Board of Trustees. Hey, what are you complaining about? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Plus, you guys don't want to know. You guys don't want to know. We did spend some of your money, though. We spent a lot of money. Yeah, we did some gambling. It didn't work out. You know, got some drinks. May have, you know, gone and seen the girls of Glitter Gulch. We're not really sure what happened in Vegas, but sounds like one individual had not a good experience. The village board says it wants a thorough investigation into the trip, including all expenditures, allegations of misconduct, and internal investigations. How did this Tiffany Henyard, how did she think that she was going to get away with all this? Because there's a little thing called a paper trail. And in the political world, you know, you could do some funny business with the money. You can cook the books a little bit, but it's, you know, you can't do that en masse. Yeah, let's take a trip to Vegas. I'm sure it'll be fine. Henyard is also facing allegations that she's misspent federal COVID-19 relief funds. That's problematic. That's troublesome. She hired contractors without seeking proper bids. New York City, Eric Adams does that. He says, let's get $53 million to this company who's never done this before, and they're going to make up the debit cards and hand them out to the illegals. That happened. So it's not uncommon to have hired contractors, but this is a small village, right? This is a small village. You're gonna go through. You're going to put everybody who, I mean, you would think that would happen, put everybody through the grinder of, all right, what can you do for us? How much is this going to cost? How's this going to go? She's got overpaid vendors without approval from the board and accepted large campaign contributions from vendors chosen by the mayor. That looks like insider dealing to me. The resolution also states, this is a resolution that the village board had off-site, not at village board offices, because they're afraid of the mayor and what the mayor might do. The resolution also states the board later learned of serious sexual assault allegations. Spree should have an investigator. It should be an investigator's job, right? Made by an unnamed former Dalton employee against a board trustee while in Las Vegas. But I mean, what else did you expect was going to happen? A little hanky panky? Yep. A little hanky panky that when you woke up, you're like, oh, good Lord. Or was it somebody literally took advantage of you? Don't know. But Lori Lightfoot, she's going to get to the bottom of it, right? And that Henyard and others in her administration have gone to great lengths to cover up and hide the alleged sexual misconduct and reporting of the sexual misconduct. It's my understanding that is an issue as well. No question about it. No. But more importantly, what has happened to all the money that the village of Dalton has had? Where did that money go? This is a spending issue for the most part. But you got to, you know, alleged sexual assault. Well, that paints a different picture as well. It just kind of all goes together, right? Like, this is a mayor that she's probably not going to get reelected. Let's just say that, right? Let's just say that. Kind of like Lori Lightfoot. Huh, interesting. Is there a correlation there? I mean, two peas in a pod. I don't know. Yeah. But this is what they came up with. Hey, Lori Lightfoot's available. Let's have her do some investigating. Us figuring out what happened in Vegas is extremely important for the residents, Dalton Board of Trustees member Brittany Norwood told the Post. If there was a sexual assault, don't the police want to know? I mean, is that not a police matter? Did somebody call the police? Has anything been done about this? Do we know anything about this? Or was this just a super hazy, you know, party in or event that happened in Vegas? Don't really know, right? Henyard's constituents have also complained about the ostentatious mayor's massive billboards bearing her face across town and the militarization of local police against her political opponents. Yeah, this is not a huge village, and she has had some big billboards. Are there any other kind? Are there small billboards? No, not really. Not really. Bearing her face across town. She's got the right to do that, but how many of them? There was a bunch, wasn't there? She's a bully. She is a political bully. That is how she operates. You don't like what she says? She just basically, you know, confronts you straight on and doesn't answer your questions and, you know, rinse, repeat, and she just keeps going. Henyard's administration has denied the board's numerous requests over the past year for financial documents, leaving it in the dark about the state of Dalton's finances. Where's all the money? What happened with all the money? Where'd the money go? Last month, Henyard vetoed a resolution passed unanimously by the village board to open the probe, calling on her to submit the village's financial records. We don't want to do that because there might be some funny stuff on there. Might be some shenanigans. We've got to keep that on the down low. We'll just work our way through, you know, that little issue, and I'll say a bunch of stuff, and we hope the board doesn't do anything rash, like hire Lori Lightfoot to investigate. Yeah. The FBI is also reportedly investigating Henyard's alleged misuse of taxpayer money. You don't say. We covered that one right here on News for Reasonable People, didn't we? The FBI. So we go from the FBI to Lori Lightfoot. Yeah, it gives one a lot to ponder about, doesn't it? Yeah. So we got the FBI investigating Henyard's alleged misuse of taxpayer money, including the hundreds of thousands of dollars the village paid in police overtime, allegedly for Henyard's personal security detail. This isn't a big village. Everybody knows who she is. She probably knows most of the faces that she sees at these village board meetings, right? So does she really need that much personal security detail? Or is one of her love interests maybe, you know, heading up the security detail? A lot of questions, no answers. But again, I have complete confidence that Beetlejuice is going to get us the answers that we are looking for, that the township of Dalton is looking for. Let's go, Lori Lightfoot. That's a triple L, isn't it? Let's go, Lori Lightfoot. Let's go, Beetlejuice. Let's go, Brandon Johnson. Everybody. Get everybody together. So we've got village paid and police overtime, allegedly for Henyard's personal security detail. Yeah, that's problematic. That's sketchy. And accusations she held up licenses to certain businesses. I have seen those interviews, and it does not look pretty. She closed down some businesses because they couldn't operate without valid license, right? Just like, yeah, we're not renewing your license. We're not issuing a license. Because, you didn't support me in the election. So here's to you not having a license. How can I help you? You know what I mean? Just Henyard has repeatedly refused to step down. Why should she? Nobody so far has checked her. Nobody so far has said the big, no, here's what we're doing. I think you've got a village that, number one, is afraid of her. And I don't blame them. She's an out of control bully, right? So when the opportunity to bring somebody in like Lori Lightfoot came up, they just kind of said, all right, 30K. So let's figure that out. So $1,200 every 3 hours. How much is she going to be able to figure out before she spends that $30,000? This shouldn't be all that hard, should it? No. Other than getting to the bottom of what happened in Vegas, which is to me, somebody else in law enforcement has to cover that, right? And because otherwise any information you kind of rile up, somebody's got to go ahead and confirm it as well. Plus, those are shenanigans outside of finances, aren't they? Yeah. Somebody got raped in Vegas? Ooh. Yeah, and it involved a board member and somebody else that was there. That's not good. But to me, that story is just one of so many that you've got going on here. So you've got this layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of just nonsense that has happened to the village of Dalton. So now you're going to add one more layer of nonsense, which is you got Beetlejuice riding in on the white horse, $400 an hour. She's going to get to the bottom of all this. What do you guys think will happen? You think she'll get to the bottom of it? Will she get enough answers where they can kick Tiffany Henyard out? Tiffany Henyard, she doesn't want to go. So what's it going to take? A recall? They're going to do a recall? I don't know. I mean, this whole thing is just, it's so convoluted, especially when you bring in a high profile person like Lori Lightfoot and you're just left with, That's an unusual choice. That's kind of a weird choice. I mean, I get it that she's an attorney, but the exact same thing that she's kind of been, she was accused of doing, which was just basically mismanaging the city of Chicago, is exactly, with some more pointed points, what Tiffany Henyard is being accused of. Plus a little bit of sexual assault in Vegas. It just kind of goes with the territory though, right? Don't have company meetings in Vegas. That's absolute bottom line. I know it sounds like fun. I know it sounds like a great idea. But if you're responsible for said meetings and they go sideways on you, it's not pretty. It is not pretty. All right. I'm going to wrap up this segment. what do you say to a segment like this? I mean, really? This is what we're doing? This is literally the answer you're coming up with. This person who did that is going to cover this person. Huh. All right. Well, got to check back in on News for Reasonable People because we will be doing an update. When we get to that 30,000 that Lori Lightfoot spent, but shouldn't take too long. We'll cover what the updates are, because inquiring minds want to know. I hope you enjoyed this segment. Thank you so much for watching this video. Love to have you subscribe. Love to have you hit the like button for this video. Do all that good stuff, and I will see you on the next one. Until then, bye for now.